Good morning, and welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and we have got a power-packed hour for you today that I know you will enjoy. And it's especially oriented towards women, but hey, you guys need to be aware as well. Stephanie Alexander is my guest today, and we are going to be talking about her website, and it's called womansavers.com. And Stephanie, I want to welcome you to the show.
Thank you, Donna.
I have really been fascinated with your site, and of course you also have a book, which we'll be talking about in just a moment. But you have done something that is really quite exceptional. You have developed a website that gets over 1 million hits a month, and you're in the top 10% of the most popular women's websites in the world. Tell us your story. What is it, first of all, that motivated you to put together this site? And secondly, how in the world did you manage to pull everything together? What's your story, Stephanie?
Well, I'm an abuse survivor. I was abused as a child and in various forms as an adult. I've been cheated on, lied to, conned financially, you name it. It's pretty much happened to me. And back in 2002... I was working on an internet project, and I've always been very good with computers, and it seemed everywhere I turned, there was a woman who had a story about abuse or infidelity. And I thought, you know, wouldn't it be great if women could network together worldwide to communicate with each other, to tell their stories, to bring the good guys up to the top and the bad guys down to the bottom, so, you know, we can all make better and safer and more informed decisions about the men that we choose to let into our lives.
Your website, I think, is absolutely fabulous. And when I went through it, of course, I met you at the National Publicity Summit for Authors in New York a few months back, and there have been so many people that I've had as a guest on the show that have gone through various circumstances in life, and we share their story, but your positioning was quite different. You were giving the opportunity to any female that wanted to share her story, wanted to let people know what had gone on in her life and why she was upset or what was going wrong or if there was anything that she felt somebody should know about. You actually have all of this opportunity for people on your site. When you started this, because I know it's taken you 5 years, you have really worked on this for a good deal of time here to get it to the refinement that it is. What was one of the first polls that you did with your new website?
The first poll is the one that has over 136,000 responses in it, and it's an ongoing poll, and it simply asks the question, has your man ever cheated on you?
Okay, and why did you put that out? And what have you gotten in the way of responses? Because 136,000 plus, you know, responses is pretty powerful. So what was the biggest thing?
Well, there are very, very few statistics on infidelity, abuse, and even sex and relationships. So because my website was about infidelity and abuse, that was the question that I was interested in the very beginning. And that's why I chose to put that on there first. The results of that haven't been too positive because most of the women said yes. They have caught their man red-handed cheating on them, and a lot of them suspected and didn't, you know, have proof, but very few of them said no. But it's important to note that the women who come to my site, you know, are already not in happy relationships or they wouldn't
right.
be there.
Mm-hmm.
They're
right.
either recovering or dealing with abuse.
And so this gives them an opportunity to actually vent a bit or to actually find out that there are resources available for them. And that's one of the things that I found very interesting about your site, because you offer a number of options to give women assistance in this arena. And so often when women are going through things like this, and I've even known this to happen with men, but more so with women, that they will be silent sufferers. And so you have opened up a door that enables them to not only communicate, but also to put information out there if there has been something that has been very, very ugly, very, very bad, that people need to know about. In fact, up on your site, and I don't have my computer in front of me right now, but there was one that you put up just recently about a particular individual. Now, with this, someone might say, well, gee whiz, what about the right to privacy? How do you deal with that? Because you're in what would be considered a hot topic area, and you're very open with this. So what is this about privacy, right to privacy? How do you monitor it so you don't get screwballs coming through?
It's impossible to monitor the thousands of entries that get made on a daily basis. U.S. law protects website owners, blog owners, message board owners, even search engines, so they are not held liable for what a third party may write. So, for example, if somebody writes, John is a jerk, that is their opinion, and that's covered under freedom of speech, the First Amendment. But if they were to write, John gave me herpes, they better be able to prove that with a doctor's report.
Right, and that makes sense. Now, what is one of the stories that stands out most significantly in your mind? Here you are 5 years into this. You are considered, you know, in the top 20 for web listings in the world, and then you've got such a high listing, especially relating to women's sites, the top 10%. What is it that really stands significantly? When you started this, you obviously didn't know that it was going to get to this level.
Actually, I thought it would.
Oh, you did?
I thought it was so needed and so necessary. I knew it would take off. It was just a matter of time.
Yes, time. And that's what you've got 5 years into it so far. What is one of the stories, let's say at the beginning, when you started to do this, that comes into your mind that makes you feel like, boy, I'm really on the right target with this. I really have got what I needed to do. I'm doing things the right way.
There are so many stories of abuse and infidelity, and I think one of the ones that stands out in my mind the most is a serial bigamist. In the United States, you can get married in California, and you can go ahead and get married the next month in Michigan.
Oh,
and
for heaven's sake.
The database isn't connected, so there are no records. So what men are doing is they are marrying in multiple states, carrying on multiple relationships unbeknownst to the women involved. So we had a guy who was married to 7 women in different states. I don't know
He must have been flying all the time.
Well, see how he did it? I don't know. I don't know how he did this, but he must have had a traveling job or something like that. But the women caught him, and they were all shocked. You know, a lot of times men like this prey on older women, divorced women who are lonely, maybe unattractive women, because they are targets. They're weaker. They're not strong.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they question men's intentions less.
Now, with this, because this brings a lot of information out into the open, you have done a lot of traveling. You have traveled to over 40 countries talking about what you're doing. What are some of the experiences you've had when you've talked to women in different countries? What countries have you that really stand out in your mind? Did you ever get into any Middle Eastern countries? And if so, how did they respond?
I did. The Middle Eastern women are so scared to talk. They're scared to look at you. They're scared to do anything. They have been just put in their submissive position for so many years that it's going to take a long time for them to come out of that. The website, I believe, has been banned in the country of Iran and Iraq. So, you know, that didn't surprise me at all, because many websites are banned in those countries. But you know, they thought the idea was very, very interesting, but unfortunately, in a lot of those third world countries, they don't even have internet access yet. It's going to be a lot of years before things change.
Yes, and that is true, because it is something that has to come from without as well as within. We have to, as individuals, make our choices and be aware that we have options. And I think that's one of the things that your website does give women. It gives them options. In fact, you even have a resident doctor. It's called Dr. Woman Saver that gives out free medical advice.
Mm-hmm.
How did that association come together?
She was just freshly out of an abused relationship also, and she came to the website, offered her services. She's actually a close friend of mine now, and she has been very supportive throughout these years, and she wants to help women also. There's also a psychotherapist and an author who deals in, you know, the signs of dangerous men. She has the same purpose. There are a lot of women who have the same purpose and therefore support the site.
So it's women supporting women, which is
mm-hmm.
a very good thing. I like the fact that not only are you addressing this, but you also have games, you have e-cards, you have humor that you have been putting up on your site. Your site is so well done, so tastefully done. But what is the response that you have gotten from men?
I've had death threats, and I've had hate mail, but it's a very small percentage. In the beginning, it wasn't very thick-skinned, and sometimes I would cry and, you know, get really, really upset. But over the years, I've become pretty tough. And so most of the time, the men that are doing the threatening are the types of men that should be listed in the database to begin with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm not intimidated easily anymore. And usually they're just blowing smoke and they go away.
With the stories that you have, and you have established a library, which I think is wonderful. I think one of the biggest steps we ever can take is say, I need to have a change. I need to be able to move forward. What do I do? And that's one thing that you offer on your website are all kinds of books, contact information. You have hundreds of resources available to women, whether it is psychological, physical, spiritual. You really are constantly adding to this. What do you do to evaluate your resources, Stephanie, when you're going through this? Because the quality of what you've done is so good that to maintain that, how many people help you put this together?
There's just me and my programmer.
Just you and your programmer?
Mm-hmm.
Just the two of you?
Yeah.
You don't have volunteers or anybody else that assists you?
I have reps, ladies who spread the word about the site, but they don't actually help in the website maintenance. It's a 10 to 12 hour per day job, 6 to 7 days a week.
Ouch. Boy, that's commitment. That's commitment. Well, with this, you know, you have so many incoming links. You've got the articles on healing and relationships. You also do something else. You also have monies that you donate to mm-hmm. various women's charities. How do those monies come to you? I mean, do you have something that you offer where people can purchase it from you and then a percentage goes out? What is that that you're doing?
The only money that the website makes, which is not a lot of money, everybody thinks it's a big money maker, it's not. It comes from advertising and also from processing fees. For example, if a woman enters a man and she chooses to edit her posting or delete her posting, there's a processing fee. And it's very minimal, but as you know, women change their minds constantly, so that's a good source of income that can always mm-hmm. comes in every day.
Mm-hmm.
And a percentage of actually 100% of all profits go are donated to abused women and children's charities.
100% of your profits.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have polled over 250,000 women, and it's continuing to grow. That is just a number that's fairly recent. What kind of polls do you run on your site?
I run polls about infidelity, sex, relationship questions, sexually transmitted diseases, and abuse.
Now, when you put these polls together, do you have a certain time limit on them? I mean, do you say a month, I'm going to leave this up and then see how much of a response I get? How do you let people know that you are running these polls and that they're welcome to participate in them?
They rotate on the homepage. They're right in a major section on the homepage, so everybody sees them as soon as they log on to the website. And then when they click on a poll and vote on it, they are able to see all the different poll questions that I ask.
With what you do, I know that you have had situations where the police department has contacted you and has wanted your assistance. You do list people that are all over the world who have information has been put in about them. And sometimes you've been able to help the police department. Tell us how that worked out for you.
Well, the New York DA has contacted me in the past, and they wanted information on somebody who was an identity theft thief. And I couldn't give them very much information because our terms of agreement state that we wipe out our IPs. It was very important for me to keep the women who are posting safe and anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of the agreement, is that we don't track IPs. We just wipe them out.
That is wonderful. That is really a contributor to maintaining privacy for an individual.
Mm-hmm.
And especially with the sophistication of so many people, if they had access to that, then they could possibly trace back to the woman. So I think that is marvelous. I think
right, and women who are really, really scared, like there's a lot of women who are getting beat up in their relationships, and they are frightened.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they maybe go to a cyber cafe or a library to post. So they feel even safer when they do it that way.
Now, let's get into Internet dating a little bit, because in today's world, I know I've talked with a lot of individuals of all ages. It's not just young people. It's mature people that are dating on the Internet, and they are going through this process, and it is something that is frustrating. You know, years ago, what people did, and they still do it today, they would have the postings in the single columns or in the want ads for people that were looking for mates or spouses. My goodness, you go back in history. Into the 1800s, they were posting ads for women to be wives to come out to, you know, different parts of Canada and Alaska and the States. That, and I know it's been done all over the world. What are the greatest challenges with Internet dating or trying to find someone today? And what would your recommendations be, Stephanie, for someone that is using that as a tool to make contacts with new people, with women making contacts with men?
Well, this is exactly what my book is about. Sex, Lies, and the Internet is a book I wrote, which is basically an online survival guide to help women prevent getting scammed, used, and abused by men, because I have seen it happen for so many years, and women need to be more careful. And basically, the whole point is to weed out the bad guys, but that's not so easy. What women need to do is they need to ask a lot of questions. They need to make sure that they get a home number as soon as possible, not just a cell number. They need to call that number between the hours of 8 and 11 to make sure that the man that they may be seeing is not married or has a partner, because usually they are with their families at that period of time and they can't talk.
And you're saying 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. at night?
Correct.
Not in the morning, but at night.
Mm-hmm, well, because that's when they're having, you know, dinner with their families, or they're watching TV next to their wife,
mm-hmm.
and they can't answer, or they have to leave the room to answer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And also, you know, after a couple days, ask to go to the home. You know, there's nothing wrong, you know. Why don't we meet up at your house? I'll pick you up at your house. Women are being much too trusting, and a lot of the men are doing this by saying, oh, they're traveling, and I mean, I've heard every excuse in the book as far as, you know, why they can't answer. They're on the road at this business meeting. They're, you know, their child had this problem, and women just believe it. We're very trusting, and until we get burned a couple times, we trust.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have evolved this website. It's growing. Where do you see you... How do you see yourself growing, Stephanie? How do you see your website expanding? What are some of the things that you want to bring into the mix?
I want to bring in more charity into the mix.
Why?
Would love to become a woman speaker and be more actively involved in women's charities. And I actually would love to team up with another company who may want to utilize the services that Woman Savers offers to help screen, like, say, a dating site.
Mm-hmm. One of the, on a dating site would be great. I mean, this is something, if you could get with a real good group that you knew was reputable, that this is something that's very, very positive. But I think some of your tips are very, very important there. You also, on your site, talk about women who made history. And there were some of these women that I didn't know very much about. And it was the very first one, Amina, a Nigerian queen that lived from 1533 to 1610. And you've got them throughout history as you've been able to pull them out. Tell us a little bit about her. She was a fascinating woman. And each of these women that you have portrayed as women who have made history give a very strong, positive image of the potentiality of the female, but more than that is that women were participating in life actively, always.
I chose all of the women for the Women in History section because they were rule breakers. They were not scared to try something different. They stood up for what they believed in. And even though it was a male-dominated society many, many years ago, these women led the way. They changed things. They changed the way women, future women, you know, dealt with everything, with life in general.
And in each of them, we have Benazir Bhutto, who's the Prime Minister of Pakistan. She's here, a beautiful woman. You have Queen Victoria, obviously, Catherine the Great. You have Cleopatra, and the list goes on and on. Eleanor of Aquitaine, 1122 to 1202. My goodness, what a rule breaker she was. There's all of these women from various walks of life, from various levels of positioning, and each one of them did something special to make a statement. Of course, you can't list all of the women, but you presented so many significant ones who really were, as you said, rule breakers. With what you have got here and with what you are going through, you also provide newsletters, you have recipes on your site, you have stories by other people, you have abuse emergencies, you've got message boards, you've got a shop there, you've got entertainment, you've got ebooks, of which yours is one. All of this, are you going to be adding more to your site?
Yes.
What are you looking at adding? I mean, my goodness, I look at this and you're already telling us that it's 12 hours a day for you and your webmaster to put this all together. What are you going to possibly be able to add?
Well, my goal with this website is to have a website unlike any other website in the world, and I think I've already accomplished that. But I wanted to evoke every single emotion in a woman when she comes to the site. I want to make her laugh if she, you know, looks at the e-cards. I want to maybe make her cry by reading some of the sad stories of the women, you know, that have been really abused. Even anger, perhaps. Angry that this is still going on in our society and maybe what they can do. And so that's why I created such a collage of things. And it was really important for me to offer all these resources for free because I noticed a lot of the women who are in these abusive situations are completely financially dependent on the man in their lives. They're either on welfare as single mothers or they don't have a job and they're at home taking care of their kids. They need ways to get free psychotherapy advice or to be able to post anonymously on a message board because maybe they don't feel comfortable speaking to their family about these confidential issues and get responses from women who've already experienced the same things they are going through.
I agree, and I think that's a wonderful support system, and that's obviously one of the reasons why you are so popular. How has this changed your life, Stephanie?
It's healed me. When I started the site, I had just gotten out of a very painful relationship, and it was cathartic for me. I vented this way, and the negative energy I had at that time turned into something really positive.
So it transformed your life. As you were developing it, you created something that has, as you said, healed you.
Mm-hmm.
With what you are doing, and we want to mention your book, give the information about your book, and your website is woman, and it's the singular, womansavers.com.
womansavers.com. That's womansavers.com. And when you go onto the site, it's a beautifully designed site. If you know of anyone that needs assistance, someone that wants to have privacy, you know, women, you can go to your library. If you don't have a computer at home, go to your local public library. The computers are there for you to use. You need to know that this is a link that can put you in touch with people that will help you to help yourself. And that is what I thought was so exceptional, Stephanie, about what you are doing. Now, the name of your book again?
Sex, Lies, and the Internet.
And this is an e-book.
It's an e-book.
What is the cost of that book?
The cost of the book is $14.95.
$14.95, and they can order it right off of your site. They can get it. And all you need is a credit card, ladies, and you can get a copy of that. This is something, Stephanie, that perhaps will enable you to also have some support from men who really do not want this to occur to women, don't believe in it. I think that you will eventually have some support in that level, which would be very, very positive, because I know some men are interested in your site, too. And if they know of someone in the family, if you guys know of anyone, it's a friend, maybe you have a worker that you are aware of that's going through a horrific situation, here is a website that you can say, go look at this. You've got help. You maybe don't want to talk to me because women often are very hesitant, especially if they've been in abusive situations, to talk to other men. Give them the information. They can go to womansavers.com. And, hey, guys, why don't you go in and check it out?
Mm-hmm. And ladies, it's really, really important for single women to mm-hmm. go on there and check their city or their state before they date. If they get a first and last name and, a man has been entered multiple times or even one time by another woman, then they have some information and they can at least proceed with caution. You know, I'm not saying believe everything that's posted on there because, you know, nothing is really verified or guaranteed, but you may think twice about, you know, laying your heart out on a platter before you steam ahead into a relationship.
And there's information sometimes that's put on that site that has something to do with pedophiles or, you know, all kinds of situations.
Oh, there's convicted felons, thieves, pedophiles. I mean, it just goes on and on.
So my guest today has been Stephanie Alexander. Her really outstanding website, and this is something that has come from the heart, is womansavers.com. Stephanie Alexander, thank you so much for being my guest today. It has been an absolute pleasure having you.
Thank you for having me.
This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break for a moment. When we come back, while those telephone lines are going to be open, we're going to be back in just a moment. Don't forget, womansavers.com. It may make a difference in the life of a loved one or a friend, perhaps even a perfect stranger. Don't be afraid to share it. Donna Sebo here. We're taking a break. We'll be right back.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again,
872-8852. BBS Radio.
This is Donna Sebo here, broadcasting live from the East Coast, and through the miracles of technology and our wonderful engineer, we are able to bring all kinds of things to you. Now, I want to let you know that no matter where you are in the United States, you still can call in and be a part of the show if you so desire. Give me a call at 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. If you'd like to call in from Canada toll-free, we have 888-810-8322. That's 888-810-8322. And for everywhere else, 530-876-9146. That's 8530. Excuse me, that's the wrong number I gave you for international. 530-876-3222. I have to correct myself on that. 876-3222. I've gotten some calls from some of our listeners wanting to know if I am available for private readings. Yes, I am. And they're very easily set up, so all you need to do is call my office if that's something that you would like to do. Then all you have to do is call my office at 800-872-8852. Also, my newsletter will be coming out probably on July 1st as well as July 2nd, and it will be posted to my website, so you'll have a listing through that newsletter of all the guests that are going to be coming up during the month of July, and wow, do we have a great group of guests coming up. If you would like to get your free copy of the newsletter, all you need to do is to send me an email. You send it to Donna at DelphiInternational.com. That's Donna, D-O-N-N-A, at DelphiInternational.com. And just say, Donna, please add me to your newsletter list, and I will be happy to do that. And then you'll get it every month with all the information and the tips and the suggestions and even some yummy recipes. Now, speaking of recipes, I have got a recipe for a red velvet cake that I think is utterly, utterly awesome. And it is so easy, and it's so spectacular when you serve it, that people just wonder how you managed to create this red cake. Now, how did this cake develop? Well, it started in the South. Yes, it is a Southern specialty, and it's got lots of chocolate in it, and I'm going to give you the recipe. So if you got a pad of paper and a pen handy, then you're going to want to write this down. So if you got it ready, then let me share this with you. It's real easy. This is a red velvet cake. Now, all you need to start with is a package of German chocolate cake mix. Easy enough. One package of a German chocolate cake mix. If you have your own German chocolate cake recipe, then you may want to use your own and just add these ingredients that I'm going to be following up with. But why not make it easy on yourself? If you're like me, you're running around like a chicken with your head cut off most of the time because you've got so much to do. This is easy. Now, what you do with that package of German chocolate cake mix, you take a package of instant vanilla pudding mix. Yes, one package, 3.4 ounces of instant vanilla pudding mix. You then have 2 tablespoons of cocoa powder, 2 tablespoons of cocoa powder, 1 cup of sour cream, 1 cup of sour cream, 1/3 cup of oil, 1/3 cup of oil, 3 eggs, and they should be at room temperature, 3 eggs. You need 1 ounce of red liquid food coloring. 1 ounce of red liquid food coloring. And then we're going to have the frosting. Now, for the frosting, you're going to need 8 ounces of cream cheese, 8 ounces of cream cheese, 1/2 cup of butter softened. That's 1 stick of butter. Just let it be at room temperature. And then 4 cups of confectionery sugar, 4 cups of confectioner's sugar, 1 tablespoon of milk, and 3/4 teaspoon of vanilla. Now, those are the ingredients for the frosting, so you can just put those aside. Now, you're going to want to preheat your oven to 350 degrees, and you're going to need 2 9-inch round cake pans. And you want to spray that with a nonstick cooking spray, and you want to take then, and in a big bowl, you want to combine your cake mix, your pudding mix, and your cocoa. Those are your dry ingredients, so you want to just whip those together real quickly with your mixer, and then you want to stir in sour cream, 1/2 cup of water, your oil, your eggs, and your food coloring. Now then your sour cream, you add 1/2 cup of water, oil, eggs, and food coloring. And what I like to do is mix all of that first, just get it all mixed together, and then put it in, and then that way the color just is blend it beautifully. On medium speed, you're going to beat it for 2 minutes. That's all. Just beat it for 2 minutes. Then, after you've done the mixing, you divide the batter between your two pans, and then you bake your cakes for 30 minutes until, when you insert a cake tester, it comes out clean. And then you just put them aside. You let them cool. Now, then, you can be busy making your frosting. And on a medium speed, you're going to beat your cream cheese and your butter. Now, remember, the butter has to be softened. It has to be at room temperature, so it'll blend just beautifully. Then you slowly beat in your sugar. And that's very important, because if otherwise, the sugar won't blend well. It'll come out crunchy in the frosting, and you don't want that. You want it to be smooth and sweet. So you slowly beat in your sugar. Then, after you've beaten in the sugar thoroughly, then you want to add your milk and your vanilla, and you beat the frosting until it's nice and fluffy. Now, if your cake hasn't cooled enough by the time you make your frosting, put your frosting in the refrigerator for just a little bit of time. You don't want it to get icy, icy cold. The cakes can cool. Once you put them out on a rack, they cool fairly quickly. So if your cakes are just really just barely warm to the touch, then you know it's a good time to start putting your frosting together. And, of course, you can just fill the center of the one layer of cake. When you put it on your cake plate, you put that frosting on, and then you put the other layer on top of that, frost it, and it is delicious. And it's so much fun when you cut it and people see the color. And it is really, really delicious. And be sure you chill it. With this cake, if you put it in the refrigerator and you, let's say, make it the day before a party or something like that, the flavors are just even more intense, and the cake is so deliciously moist. So there you've got a red velvet cake recipe. Wonderful. We've got a fabulous 4th of July holiday coming up. Won't that be fun? And you can also make cupcakes if you want with this. You can make cupcakes if you wanted to have individual servings. Now, speaking of the 4th of July, which is coming up next week, do you know there's a survey that's been done that shows that 69% of us are going to be watching fireworks on the 4th, and 59% of us are going to be cooking outside, and 15% of us will watch a parade or even march in one. Again, just a little bit of trivia for the 4th. And I came across a couple of points of information that I thought was really fun. If you've ever watched the movie Gone with the Wind, which is a classic, the book itself was first published in 1936, and it came very close to not ever being published. The reason being that author Margaret Mitchell wrote Gone with the Wind in secret, and the only reason it was published is a friend from the Macmillan Publishing Company happened to see a few pages that were laying around in her apartment, picked them up and read them, and was so impressed with the story that said, "This is awesome." And that is how Margaret Mitchell's story, Gone with the Wind, was published. And I happened to be in a museum in Atlanta a few years back, and there's a wonderful exhibit on Margaret Mitchell, along with the book and so much detail about the movie, et cetera. It's just a joy. If ever you have a chance to go to Atlanta, you must go to their museums. They're just wonderful. And this woman never wrote anything after that, never had anything else published. And in her wildest dreams, she never believed that this could happen to her, but it did. A little bit of trivia about New York, which I love, which is one of my favorite places in the country because it's just so dynamic. I love New York. Have you ever heard the statement that when you go to New York, you've got to be careful because there are thieves on every corner and you've got this, that, or the other that can go on? New York has changed. Do you know that there was a Barnard College professor who wanted to test the honesty of New Yorkers? Yes, he decided he was going to test the honesty of New Yorkers. You know what he did? He left wallets containing cash and a business card in various parts of New York City, just dropped wallets off. And he knew where he dropped them off, and he kept tabs on all of it. Do you know 82%, he said, if you lose something, you've got an 82% chance of getting your items back. That's what he found in his survey. He said, sometimes people aren't going to be too excited about giving you directions. But in the Big Apple, they're very, very much more honest than what we would have ever imagined. Kudos to the people in New York. This is Donna Sebo. If you want to give me a buzz, the telephone number to call in to if you're in the U.S. is 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. If you're in Canada, the telephone number to call is 888-810-8322. That's 888-810-8322. Otherwise, you can call on our direct line of 530-876-3222. Now, I do want to let you know, my guest tomorrow, it's going to be so fascinating. Ronald Russell is my guest. We're going to be talking about the journey of Robert Monroe. This is a man who had what might be described as paranormal experiences. When he had them, and they were out-of-body experiences, he decided that he would take a very scientific view of this, document things, and try to help other people to learn how to do this. In fact, there is a Monroe Institute here in Virginia near Charlottesville, and it is just a fascinating story about a man who had a very unique life and walked a very different walk of experience from most people. So tomorrow, Ronald Russell is going to be my guest. We'll be talking about the journey of Robert Monroe, a man who made breakthroughs in the area of mind, understanding how to utilize it as a tool, worked with remote viewing, just all kinds of things. Sometimes the earth lasts in flowers. That's what E.E. Cummings said. And my goodness, wherever you're traveling, take time to just observe all of the beautiful, beautiful colors of nature that are around you. Flowers are in bloom everywhere here on the East Coast, where I am right now on a business trip. There is so much beauty. But if you don't take the time to look at it, if you're in such a hurry of going from one point to another, you're going to miss out on the beauty of so many different places. And every place in this world has its own beauty. And if you open your eyes, take a deep breath, take time to observe, you're going to find there's so much to enjoy. And you know what? You don't even have to pay to do it. You just have to pay attention to what's going on around you. This is a wonderful time of the year. It's summertime. It's vacation time for so many of you. Take time to view the beauty around you. It'll just make your heart sing, and that's what life is about. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break. When we come back, got some ideas for some lemonade, but I also want to continue telling you about the secret power in your name. We started that a couple of days ago. We've been busy during the show, and I wasn't able to complete it, so I have a chance to complete it today. I will. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We'll be right back, 877-876-5227 or 888-810-8322. Don't go away.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests. Her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272. Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today. 800-872-8852.
This is Donna. Well, remember the other day I was talking about the secret power in your name. So what I want to do is repeat a few of the details. And, again, if you want to call in and chat with me, 877-876-5227 or Canadians 888-810-8322. All you need to do is call in, give me your first name or initial, and we'll take it from there. We also have a direct line of 530-876-3222. Now, this is numerology. It's fascinating. You can do this with friends and family. Now, let me give the numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Those are the only numbers we're working with. And then the letters that go with the numbers. And then when you write out your name, then you'll understand what you are. And each of the numbers, it comes up 1 through 9, each number has a definition. Okay, for the number 1, the letters are A, J like John, S like Sam. The number 2, B like boy, K like king, T like Tom. 3 is C like Charlie, L, U. 4 is D like for Donna, M like Mary, V like Victor. 5 is E, N like Nellie, W. 6 is F, O, X. And 7 is G, P like Paul, Y. 8 is H, Q, and Z. And 9 is I and R. So if you put those letters underneath the numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, just as I gave them to you, then what you do, you take your name and you find the corresponding letter that goes with the number. And you just take your full name and you use the name you have today. You don't go by your birth name. If you want to do that, you can. But don't do that. Use the name you have. So if you have a first, middle, and last name, use the name of that you have. If you have, you know, a junior attached to it, or if you have just a middle initial, if you don't have a middle initial, just do it as you use your name currently. And what you do is you add up all the numbers, and you'll come out frequently with two numbers. Let's say it came out to a 20. Well, then you just make it into one. If you came out with a 15, you'd add the 5 and the 1, and that would equal a 6. You always have to make it come down to one number. So you add the numbers underneath the letters of your names until it comes down to a single digit. Now, the single digit, if you came up with a number 1, it means you're a leader. You're big, you're bold, you're strong-willed, competitive, and usually you go overboard. You want to make sure you give that extra something to achieving things. You want to be the best in whatever you do, and you don't settle for less. Now, most people who are number 1 in numerology also, usually, they find are the firstborns in the family. And that was the case with me because mine came out with a number 1. Now, let's say you came up with a number 2. If you're a number 2, you're loving and extremely empathetic. Your friends and family are very important to you and your life is centered around them. You work best in teams and you like to be around other people. And when others are in an argument, you like to be the peacemaker. Harmony is just absolutely important to you. If you came out with a number 3, you're a great communicator. These are the people that make great writers, artists, and speakers. You're persuasive. You love to talk. You can completely captivate whatever audience is in front of you. And you also enjoy collecting things. Most 3s keep collections of some kind, whether it's stamps or memorabilia. You're very sentimental, and you hate to part with anything that holds memories for you. Now, what if you came up with a 4? Well, 4s are down-to-earth and dependable. You're the type of person that everyone likes to go to for help in a crisis. You excel in jobs that help others, like doctors or teachers, counselors, and your pet peeve is people who are late. You don't like people who are late. If you came up with a 5, flexibility is what you're known for. You love change, and you don't like routines and schedules. You'd like to do, if you could, everything at once, or at least once, and you have so many goals for yourself. You're always trying to achieve them. You also don't mind being on your own. You're social, but you're an independent soul, and you feel comfortable traveling and having adventures by yourself. You like other people, but you're not afraid to be out there on your own. Now, if you came up with a 6, you're a thinker. 6s are often intellectuals. Long hours and perseverance are no problem because you are a high achiever dedicated to reaching every goal you set. 6s tend to be mature as children and usually do well in school, and chances are you're successful because you have worked hard. Nobody's handed anything to you on a silver platter. 7, you are a person that's very interested in religious or New Age subjects like astrology and palmistry. You are always looking for insight and for answers, and chances are you have read a lot about other philosophies, cultures, ideas, and you keep an open mind. And you also are a romantic and very, very generous. If you came up with a number eight, eights tend to draw money to them easily. These are people most of the time they'll win a lottery of one kind or another. And almost everything you touch seems to make good money. Why? Because you like the finer things in life. Status symbols are very important to those that have the number eight. You like luxury, and you're fortunate enough to get what you want usually. If you haven't won anything yet, well, if you come up with a number eight with your name, have faith, because you will. Number nine, the last number of the group, you're a driver. Number nines really believe they have an important purpose in life, which motivates them in everything they do. Now, when they're kids, number nines are often considered old souls because they're so serious and they are focused. Very strong-willed, and when they want something, those number nines say, don't tell me I can't because I know that I can. And so that's a rundown on the secret power in your name. This is Donna Sebo, and if you want to give me a call, 877-876-5227, or Canadians, 888-810-8322. By the way, don't forget, we're going to be talking with Ronald Russell tomorrow. We're going to be talking about the journey of Robert Monroe. And also on Friday, because I am going to be traveling, and I'm going to be in the air. I haven't figured out how I can do a show off of a plane yet, but who knows? One day that may happen. But we are going to be playing a Best of Donna, and then we'll be back in studio live broadcasting on Monday. But don't miss the show tomorrow. And I want to remind you the newsletter is going to be coming out. If you would like to be added to my mailing list, send me an email at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's DELPHIinternational.com. You'll be able to do that, and then I'll put you on the list, and you will get the newsletter. Otherwise, my webmaster will be posting it for me after it is sent out, and it will be up probably before the 4th of July. And there you'll see all kinds of wonderful information. There's a recipe on there. There's the scheduling of the guests that I have upcoming, lots of good things. Well, we're out of time here. I want to just say, remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. It has been a great hour. Thanks a lot, Tiffany Alexander. Don't forget womansavers.com. If you know someone who's gone through abuse, remember, life is a gift, and you have the right to enjoy it in the most beautiful way possible. Do it. Do it today. Reach for the best. Bye for now. Talk with you tomorrow.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.